You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This year marks the 100th birthday of Michigan's state parks. So we're going around the state talking to park employees to learn about their park. Today, we head to Crawford County near Grayling to Hartwick Pines State Park. That's where Craig Kasmer is a park interpreter. Craig, what is the story that Hartwick Pines State Park tells?
Many stories, but I think one of the main key factors to this park is we have 49 acres of old-growth white pine forest that remains that was not harvested during the white pine logging era. And so it takes people back to an era where most of northern Michigan was covered with these large white pine forests, and one of the reasons why Michigan became so economically viable during that period in the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 80s, 90s kind of thing. And so people can go kind of step back in time to see what it was like living, if you would have been living here in northern Michigan.
I have to say, I have vivid, vivid memories of my childhood visits to Hartwick Pines. We camped in Michigan a lot, and I remember walking through those pines and also thinking about what it would be like to be a logger. And I'm wondering, how did these 9,700 acres come to belong to the state park system for kids like me to visit?
Well, that's one of the other parts that makes this park so interesting. So originally, it was just over 8,000 acres that was owned by the Salling Hansen Company, which was a logging company in this area that was harvesting. After the white pine logging era took a dive and stopped becoming that, you know, as important as it used to be, the trees were gone. Karen Hartwick was interested in purchasing the land, and so she approached one of the surviving members of the Salling Hansen Company, which was Rasmus Hansen, and her father, Kieran's father, was Nels Mikkelsen. He was a partner in the Salling Hansen Company, but not in name. And so she knew Rasmus Hansen and Nels Salling, and so she approached him and said, "I'd like to buy that property." And he said, "Okay." So she bought it. She immediately turned it over to the state of Michigan in record time, and so it was supposed to honor her late husband, Edward Hartwick, Major Edward Hartwick, and also to commemorate or remember the importance of the white pine logging era and the lumbermen that were in this area at the time.
Because as I recall from my childhood visits, there is like a logging camp there.
Yes, yes. So there's two museum buildings down there that were built by the Civilian Conservation Corps back in the 30s. And so what we have is we have the actual trees that those lumbermen would have cut down, as well as the story of what it was like for them living in a logging camp at the turn of the last century. They were harvesting here specifically in the 1890s and stopped, frankly, because there was an economic recession felt nationwide. And so they left what was then 85 acres of old growth white pine. They left it there. And 3 years later, when the recession lifted, they had decided to leave that 86 acres. There's 86 acres. We can harvest it. They bought 8,000 acres northwest of that site. And so they started on that instead of cutting down the 86 acres. Otherwise, if they would have continued, we wouldn't really have those trees, right? So kind of interesting how it got saved.
Now, I'm wondering, how healthy are these old trees? Is there any danger from pests or disease?
No. The major issues that we have is because they are the tallest things around, towering up to 160 feet. When we get high winds, November and during the winter months, ice that forms on the branches, lightning strikes during the summer, we will lose trees. But that's part of a forest anyway. So, you know, we can't stop that. But it's not a disease or a pathogen issue. A lot of them are hollow on the inside. They're at the end of their life cycle, so they're not necessarily economically valuable anymore, but they have more of an intrinsic value, I think, than anything else anyway.
What is, Craig Kasmer, as you work at Hartwick Pines State Park, what is your favorite spot there?
Actually, my favorite spot is, there's several, but speaking specifically with the old growth, when you go on a nice fall day when some of the hardwood trees, like the beeches and the maples, are changing color, and it's a nice warm, sunny day, no insects, you crawl out into the old growth and sit with your back behind one of those large white pines, and you can just feel the serenity. It's very calming. One of the great things about, for myself and my colleagues and my staff, if we get stressed by lots of visitors coming in and asking questions, I tell everybody, just go for a walk. Go sit in the old growth for a little bit and calm down, and it works.
Talk about a marvelous battery recharger. As a park interpreter, what is it you do?
So my role is to do all the educational programs. I like to say that when people ask, you know, what do you interpret? I interpret the things that can't speak for themselves. So I talk about the trees and the wildflowers and the insects and the birds and the mammals and et cetera, et cetera. So anything natural resource related, it's my opportunity to express how intriguing and how much we don't know about our natural resources, but and try to get folks to appreciate it. And once you, of course, you appreciate something, you are more apt to take care of it. I will add that we also have a historian here, Hillary Pine, colleague and friend of mine, and she does what I do, but from a cultural and historical sense as well. So our programming is not just natural resource-based. We have the historical component as well that talks about the white pine logging era and anything within that 1890s range as well.
Craig Kasmer is a park interpreter for Hartwick Pines State Park in Crawford County, not too far from Grayling. And you realize as you describe your work setting, Craig, we all want to swap jobs with you.
No.
All right. Hey, Craig, thank you for taking time to be with us.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.